This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Xi Jinping, in his role as General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, has forwarded a message of congratulations to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ahead of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea. In the message, Xi Jinping says the Chinese side is willing to work with North Korea to consolidate the friendship between the two countries, as well as play a positive role in maintaining regional and global peace. Leading CPC official Liu Yunshan is now in Pyongyang to represent the CPC at the ceremonies on Saturday, marking the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea. Liu Yunshan due to spend 4 days in North Korea. The Communist Party of China is set to host a conference next week connected to the Chinese government's Silk Road Economic Belt Plan. The meeting in Beijing will include over 50 political parties and organizations from more than 30 different countries on Wednesday and Thursday. It's designed to try to create a better understanding of the Chinese-backed initiative, as well as to try to foster better cooperation among the countries involved. The CPC's discipline arm has unveiled its latest list of officials caught up in the current crackdown on graft and extravagance. The list includes names of nearly 200 officials accused of embezzling public funds, using public funds for banquets, accepting bribes, and holding lavish banquets, among other violations. Those on the list are mainly low-level officials. They include mostly village chiefs and the heads of local police departments. Punishments range from warnings to outright dismissal from the party. Over 2,000 officials caught up in corruption have been publicly shamed by the CPC's Discipline Inspection Division since 2014. Chinese authorities have unveiled new plans to rapidly increase the number of electric vehicle power stations across the country. A new set of guidelines have been unveiled, which suggest that plans are being produced to create enough charging stations across the country to satisfy the power demands of 5 million electric vehicles by 2020. The State Council's initiative calling for private investment to lead the charge. As part of the plan, Chinese authorities are going to issue corporate bonds and try to court funding through pension funds as well. The final plans now in place for the highly anticipated opening of the western part of the Forbidden City this Saturday. The opening of the western side of the Palace Museum will be the first time the public will have access to the area. It includes the living quarters of former Dowager Empress Cixi and Emperor Qianlong. The Imperial Palace, completed at the start of the Ming Dynasty in 1420, was the dynastic seat of power in China until the end of the Qing Dynasty in 1912. It was opened to the public as the Palace Museum, otherwise known as the Forbidden City, on October 10, 1925. A senior Iranian military advisor has reportedly been killed in Syria. General Hossein Hamadani, a commander in Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard, has reportedly been killed in the Aleppo area by a group of Islamic State militants. Details behind his death have not been made clear. Hamadani has been serving in Syria as both an advisor to the Syrian government and as an advisor to the Syrian government's elite forces. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull making his first official visit to New Zealand in his new post. Turnbull is set to meet with New Zealand Prime Minister John Key on Saturday. Among the discussions will be the recent deportation of New Zealander nationals from Australia. About 300 New Zealanders remain held in Australian detention centers or have been deported since the Australian government instituted new strict visa rules this past year, which call for the deportation of convicted criminals. Israeli and Russian military officials meeting in Tel Aviv to try to sort out a mechanism that would prevent accidents between their forces as Russia continues its operations in Syria. The meeting is being held 2 weeks after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Russian President Vladimir Putin sat down in Moscow to discuss the situation. An Israeli defense official voicing concerns in the military that the Russian operations in Syria could disrupt the operations of Israel's radar deployed along the Syrian border. English Premier League club Liverpool has officially announced that Jurgen Klopp is taking over as the new head coach. Klopp takes over from Brendan Rodgers, who was sacked as manager following Liverpool's 1-1 draw against Everton this past weekend. It's being reported Klopp has signed a 3-year contract. Klopp last managed Borussia Dortmund in Germany's top division. He quit at the end of last season, though, and had indicated he was open to a move to England. Klopp led Dortmund to back-to-back Bundesliga titles in 2011 and 2012. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.